From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is arriving in Kenya Friday for the start of a landmark two-day visit. Security is extremely tight in the capital, Nairobi, which has been put on a virtual lockdown ahead of Mr. Obama's first visit to the country as president. The big headline for the visit is a global entrepreneurship summit being held in Africa for the first time. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey has more from Nairobi.
Nairobi has been preparing for this day for weeks as Barack Obama arrives for his first visit to his ancestral homeland as U.S. president. Some 10,000 police officers are deployed throughout the streets, which are lined with Kenyan and American flags and billboards welcoming President Obama. While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties.
That was VOA's Aru Pandey reporting about the president from Nairobi. Turkey says it has carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria in a significant escalation of its involvement in the battle against the extremist group. Three F-16s took off from southeast Turkey early Friday and struck targets across the Turkish border province of Kilis, according to the prime minister's office. The statement said the jets dropped four guided bombs on a pair of Islamic State headquarters and a meeting point before returning safely to their home base. Again, that's jets dropping four guided missiles on a pair of Islamic State headquarters and a meeting point. You're listening to the news on The Voice of America.